Travelers Property Casualty Corporation and the St. Paul Companies say they intend to merge in the new year. The arrangement could change the landscape for business insurance, turning two regionally strong companies into an insurance giant with national reach. From Minnesota Public Radio, Jeff Horwich reports.
The combined St. Paul Travelers Company would have almost 8% of the U.S. market for commercial insurance, second only to AIG. The new company's headquarters would be in St. Paul, Minnesota. The merger would occur through a $16 billion stock swap that offers a premium to neither company's investors. This supports company officials' claims that this is a merger of equals. The St. Paul company's CEO, Jay Fishman, will remain CEO of the new company. He told an investor conference call this is simply two companies that can do much better together than they could do alone.
I can't think of any company that brings the breadth of the product of these two institutions with the market size that's resultant, and so it really is a real powerhouse.
It's a powerhouse largely thanks to General Business Insurance, which will account for about half the business of the new company. This is Travelers' strength, and the division will remain at Travelers' former headquarters in Hartford, Connecticut, along with their personal insurance business. This raises questions about just how equal the merger of equals will be and whether job losses are in store for St. Paul. Travelers is about twice as large as the St. Paul companies. Former Travelers board members will have a one-vote edge on the new company's board. The companies project yearly savings of $225 million by 2006. This could mean layoffs. The St. Paul company's spokeswoman, Joan Palm, says nothing has been decided.
People are wondering, you know, what's going to happen with jobs, but we need to get the leadership named. They will figure out things going forward, and what we know today is that we will have an extremely significant presence here in St. Paul.
Analysts say the two companies could be a good fit, partly thanks to CEO Jay Fishman's stint as head of Travelers in the late 90s. Travelers Property Casualty spun off from Citigroup last year to try life as a separate company. The headline on thestreet.com read, Travelers throws in the towel. Investment analyst Mike Lewis doesn't see it that way.
Vehemently disagree with that. This is no question of throwing in the towel. I think this is basically creating from two entities a stronger entity when you put them together.
Investors like the news for the St. Paul companies, whose stock closed up more than 2.5%. They weren't so sure about Travelers, which ended the day unchanged and was downgraded to neutral by J.P. Morgan. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Horwich in St. Paul.